Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time to sit down here in week two with the coach. And coach, all three phases, talking about offense, defense, special teams. There's an influx of new players, and you've had some guys come in that haven't been in the program, in the organization for a while. How hard is that early in the year to where maybe it's not the type of communication that you're going to see week 10, week 12 down the road when you know what type of football team you have?
Right. Well, it's all part of it. You do the best you can. You put players in a position that you think they're ready for, and as the season goes on, maybe that increases in some cases. So we'll see how it goes.
All right. We'll talk to you about Sean Payton. A lot of history between you two. We don't have to get into two of the most tenured coaches within this league. A lot of respect for Sean. What makes him successful as a coach, as a play caller?
Well, as a play caller, offensively, I think he does a great job in mixing his personnel and giving the defense different looks, but continuing to do things that are fundamentally the same for them. So they have a lot of carryover internally, but it looks a lot different to the defense. I have a ton of respect for Sean. I think he does a great job.
Heard you talk earlier in the week, one of your press conferences, multiple sets. He'll throw 20, 25 sets at you within the course of one game. That makes it difficult, right?
Yes, the combination of different personnel groupings, different players within those groupings, to then run plays that they know how to run that are consistent plays for them, but with guys that make it look different, it makes it hard, and the defense is just a half a step behind and reacting to some of those, and then that's where they get you. So
there's a lot of guys in the league, veterans that tend to change teams, and maybe people don't think they have a lot left in the tank. And I remember being with you out in Minnesota talking about Adrian Peterson. You got a lot of respect for this guy, right? Future Hall of Famer as far as work ethic, and you also took a peek at him this offseason.
Yeah, Adrian works hard. He's tough. He's a very good athlete. He has very good speed and a lot of size and power. Good run vision, good patience. When he hits a hole, though, he can really accelerate through it with a lot of power. And I have a ton of respect for Adrian. And I think it looks like he's on track to have a great year.
All right, time now for the Ace Ticket Twitter question of the week. Comes from at Boston Tea Party 32. I don't think it's Devin McCourty. He's at McCourty Twins on Twitter. Once they ask you, Coach, with some unfamiliarity with teams early in the year, like the Saints, NFC team, at what point in the offseason, maybe it's camp, maybe it's the offseason, where you actually start to take a look at the Saints and start to prepare for them being a week two opponent?
Well, we can look at all of our new opponents early in the offseason, but once the schedule comes out, you can see which ones you play early and which ones you see late. And, play a team later in the season, you got 10, 12 weeks on them. That's quite a good look at them. A team like New Orleans, where it's the second week of the season, then that's a little different story. You need to definitely do your background work on them from their 2016 season on things that have stayed the same, the players that are the same, and the schemes that are the same, which on offense and defense basically are. In the kicking game, they've changed coordinators and changed schemes in that area.
All right, I know you've broken down a lot of film on this team. What are we going to take a look at in the Bellustrator?
Well, they've got some very explosive players, so I think those are the guys we're going to have to watch.
A pretty good running back, I heard, too. All right, everybody hang tight. More Patriots All Access right after this, and then we're going to get to the Bellustrator.